do the Maimer in the Maimorim Mulukotim in Chelik Beis. This is the 30th Maimer. This is the Maimer by Daber Elikim al Moshe Vayemer Elov Ani Hashem, which the Rebbe said on Chov Dalet Tevis, which was on a Tuesday in the Parshas Va'era in Tovshin Lamed Beis. We'll start the Maimer, and as the Rebbe brings down in the note, Chov Dalet Tevis, which is the Yortzeit of the Alter Rebbe, and quoting from the Tzemach Tzedek, that on Motzi Shabbos of Shemois, on the 23rd day of Tevis, before the 24th of Tevis, about a half an hour into the 11th hour, like 11:30, so that is when Nishba Oren HaKodesh, the holy coffin, was taken into the above, was captured. Mo'er Yisrael, the luminary of the Yidden, Mashiach Hashem, the anointed of Hashem, in his Bakish Chulu, and he was requested up in Shamayim. And the specific three languages, Oren HaKodesh, the holy ark, or the holy, said the coffin, but the Oren is the holy ark, Mo'er Yisrael, the luminary of Israel, and Mashiach Hashem, which is Bina, Chochma, and Keser, these three level was explained as Bayer Barucha in the Fabrengen, and the Rebbe references here to Lekutei Sichas Chelik Tezayin, Amud 33, and then in the next note it says that this was published in honor of the 24th day of Tevis in Tovshin Lamed Dalet. And the date that it was published, it says it was the 23rd day of Tevis, Tovshin Lamed Dalet. And then they added another letter to it, as it connects to Lag BaOmer, the festival of the Rashbi, which they put the notes where it was printed later on. Okay, so that's the Maimer, and now we'll go inside in the Maimer itself. So the Maimer starts with the Pasuk, Vaydaber Elikim El Moshe, Vayemer Elov Ani Hashem. So the Elikim speaks to Moshe and says to him, you should know, I am Hashem. Ani Havaye. So that means, it implies that the advantage and the greatness is because I am Hashem. What is this that Hashem is saying, Ani Hashem? Also the Psukim later on articulate this concept, this point, Ani Hashem, that the Eibishter says, Eilu Avram Yitzchuk Gol Yaakov, and I did not reveal to them with the name Hashem, but to you I revealed with the name Hashem. Umesayim. So the Pasuk concludes, Lochein Amor Livnei Yisrael. And therefore, go say to the Bnei Yisrael, Ani Havaya, I am Havaya. So v'yadu ahadiyukim bozeh mibal ha'hilula. So it's known what the Bal ha'hilula, that is the Alter Rebbe's hilula, which is Chov Dalet Tevis. So his diyukim that he asks on this particular Maimer, Mahu Achidush Bani Hashem. So what is the novelty? What does it mean? Hashem says, I am Hashem. Shebazeh Maschil Hadibur, that's the opening statement. Vayomer Elov, Ani Hashem, I am Hashem. Ukemoi Shemevayru Mamshich Bahakosu, because as he explains and continues the Pasuk itself, Hachidush Bani Havaye, this novelty of Bani Havaye, Shehagam, Shebeiro, Gam El Avram El Yitzchok Vel Yaakov. Although I appeared also to Avram Yitzchok Vel Yaakov, Ho Yozerag Bikel Shaddai. That was only with the name of Kel Shaddai. Avol Shmi Havaye, but the name Havaye lo noydai to them. I had not been known to them with Havaye, so it seems like it's all about something about the Shem Havaya. What is it about the Shem Havaya which is so special, so unique? What is the Chiddush? Further, the Rebbe asks the question from the Alter Rebbe's question that the Rebbe brings down. The Alter Rebbe asks, who is greater? Is it greater Moshe, or are the others greater? Who is on a higher level? Because on one hand, it seems that Moshe got a higher level even more than the others. But on the other hand, we also know that the Eibishter said, I miss the forefathers who trusted me, unlike you, Moshe Rabbeinu. Also, we need to understand in general, in the idea of the Ve'era Lavrom Goimer Ushmi Havaya Loi Noidaiti Lohem. It says, I appeared to Avram, and they did not. I was not known with my name Havaya. My name Havaya, I was not known to them. Loi Noidaiti Lohem. So on one hand, this points to the advantage and the novelty in Moshe relative to the others. That it was specifically in the days of Moshe that the name of Havaya was revealed. As opposed to the forefathers, lo nizgala hayidia, but the forefathers, it was not revealed and not known, grasp the name Havaya. So on that level, it seems that Moshe Rabbeinu has an advantage, has a novelty over the forefathers. But on the other hand, together with this, in the Medrash, on this verse, and in this concept, and this is also Huva Berashia Pirush Rasha La Torah, which was brought down in the commentary of Rashi and the Torah. It says, Sha'omar HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, Chaval al de Avdin v'loy mishtakhin. And the same pasuk you bring down, woe for those who have been gone, have lost, meaning they passed away, the Ovis, and I cannot forget them, because they trusted Hashem and they didn't question Hashem, and Moshe Rabbeinu questioned. Shavayir el Avram el Yitzchak el Yaakov chulu. I appeared to Yitzchak Yaakov veloi hiraru achar midoisai. They did not question. They did not think after my measures what I'm doing. V'ato amarto, you say chulu. Why did you do bad to the people? You're questioning me. Apparently, this seems to be like two opposite matters. These two things seems to be opposites. So that's a question right in the parsha. Who is greater? Are the others greater, or the forefathers, or Moshe Rabbeinu? But also, we have a very similar idea. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu is special because he's the seventh. Now, you can only be the seventh if there is first the first. So, on one hand, we say the seventh are dear. But on the other hand, we say you're the seventh to the first one. And we can find that Moshe Rabbeinu is only number seven. You're not one. So, similar idea. Who is greater? Similar, we also need to understand in that which our sages of blessed memory say, this is brought down in the Maimer, which starts with the words in the year Hei Tovshin. As it pertains to Moshe, in which we say, Kol Hashvi'in Chavivin. we say that all the seventh are dear. Moshe Rabbeinu, we know, was the seventh generation, and therefore he is considered to be the dear one. The Yesh Bazeh Dover V'Fuchoi. So we have here a item, and it's paradox, and the opposite. There is like two sides. When we say that the seventh are dear, so we're saying that this is dear, that it's more dear than all those that preceded him. So that would make Moshe the one who's the most favorable one. But at the same time, we also say, since the special dearness of Moshe comes because he's the seventh, so from that we understand, and as explained in that Maimer of above, what makes him dear? Because he is seven to the first, so in other words, that he follows the first one. So that means that the first one is the one that gives the seventh one his specialty. So in a sense, we're saying that the first one has an advantage because he's the seventh to the first. And we actually find so in the Medrash that Hashem said to Moshe, you can't compare yourself to Avram. That he wasn't as the high level as Avram. Befrat lifi divrei ha-medrash, especially according to the word of the Medrash. Hamuv ba-maimer shom, which is brought down in the Maimer there. The Beshosh shebikish Moshe inyan sheshayich ligdoilim, that when Moshe Rabbeinu seeked something which belongs to people who are great, Omar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so Hashem says to Moshe, b'mokom gedolim al tamid, in a place of the great don't stand, you're not there, you're not at that level with the gedolim. So b'mokom gedolim, so who is the place of the great where Hashem says you can't stay? Koy al Avram, that goes on Avram, that Avram is the great. So in this case we see Avram is greater than Moshe. So what does this all mean? Yuvan Bahagdim. So we'll understand this by introducing the Hine Yadu HaMaimer Shel Bal HaHilula. It's known, the Maimer of the Bal HaHilula, that's the Alter Rebbe's Maimer in Torah Eir, in Parshas Shmois. And also, V'gam Be'echod HaBichlach SheYotzu LaAchrona, one of the books of Chassidus that have lately been redeemed, lecheiros, it went out to freedom in Hashivya from captivity. They were able to rescue and bring from Poland, from other places, they brought the holy books that were kept in captivity, and they were at that point freed. And there's the Maimer Divramaschi Lehovit Nahabiyur, that over there, the Maimer begins to understand the explanation by Maimer Azal, how our sages of blessed memory explain Allah Posik. The Posik is in Shir HaShirim. Shir HaShirim in Perik Vov, Posik Chestas. So over there, it says that Shishim Heima Melochis, that 60 are the Melochis. Talks about the various different levels. You have queens. Those are going to be, the Gemara is going to touch them, all referencing the different parts of Torah. You have Melochis, and then you have Ushmoinim, 80 are Pilakshim, those are the concubine women. The Alomis, maidens, unmarried, Ein Mispar, there is no number. More than, so there's 60 queens and 80 concubines and no alomis. But achas hi yoinosi tamosi, my pigeon, my complete one, is just one. And achas, as he's going to explain, this is for Knesset Yisrael. Achas hi li'imo, bora hi li'yoladato. That's the pasuk. She is one to her mother, and she is clear to the one who gave birth to her. That's the pashto pshat. So our sages explain what do these numbers represent. The shishim eilu heima malaches, the 60 malaches queens eilu shishim mesechtes. Those refer to the 60 tractates. We have 60 tractates in the Talmud. Basically, we'll see in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, basically, there's six orders, and if you multiply 6 times 10, it'll be 60. So there's 6 orders. That represents the tractates. That's the Mishnah. Shmoinim Pilakshim, when we talk about the concubine, Elu HaBraises, those are the Braises. The Braises aren't at the level of Mishnah as the Masechta, but they're outside, just as concubine women are not the actual wife, but they're like outside of the family, and that's the Braises, because the Braises were also taught outside of the main Beis Medrash. What are the endless number of maiden? That's Elu HaLochas. That represents the laws of the, we have in the Talmuds, all the different halachas. Shehein memres ha-amiroim, those are the sayings of the amiroim. So, he explains in that maimer, that, and then the pasuk concludes, Messayim shekol zeh, that all those learnings, einei bedoyma lahovin, lebedoyma la'achas hiyanosi, that it all does not compare to the one who is my yainosi, my pigeon, my love, barhi li'imo. This is not lohavin zeh. So understand this, that we say there. V'gam lohavin maimer hazal. Also to understand the saying of our sages of blessed memory. They say that Godel Talmud, what makes the study so great? Shemevi lidei maisa, that it brings you to action. In other words, if you need to do a mitzvah, how are you going to know how to do the mitzvah? So you got to learn. If you learn, then that makes learning great. But what about those laws that are not practical and applicable into action? And yet we still find that there is a tremendous give and take in these laws as well. There's Torah over there. There's lots of Torah. The Lechayra. We find many laws have no connection to practical action. Especially according to that which is explained in the Kuntras Achron in Tanya, sheyeshno minyonim, that there is certain aspects in Torah, they never were and they never will be. So not only is it not practical right now, but over there it's explained there's laws that never were and never will be. Bafa pikein, and yet yeshnon halochas v'shakle v'tare binyonim elu. There are still laws and give and take in these matters. So if the whole reason of learning Torah is because it brings Torah's greatness, it brings lemaisa, in this case it doesn't bring to the maisa. The Rebbe is going to explain that when it brings to the maisa means that it brings to the birurim in the maisa, in the world that comes through the study of the Torah, that brings down the sorting out and the refinement and makes the world the maisa into a higher level. Mevayrshom, so explains over there, Behagdama Yedua. But first, introducing, that's what we know, Shetachli Sabriyo, Hilasis Lizborich Dir Betachtoin. That the ultimate purpose of creation is to make for Hashem blessed a dwelling place over here in the lower world. Shadir of the Betachtoinim, how do we make Hashem's dwelling place over here? We need to make a dwelling place. How do we make it? Nase that comes al yidei shishim melochis ushmeinim pelakshim v'alomisei mispor. Through the 60 queens, 60 mesechtas, through the 80 pelakshim, through the brises, and through the aloches, that's we make the Eibishter a dwelling place. B'chlolo, generally speaking, al yidei ha Torah. Through Torah, we create this Dirab Tachtoyra. Shal yidei eisek ha Torah, when a person occupies in Torah, he learns the halacha, this is tohir. This is kosher, that's kosher. That's mutter permissible. That way the item is gets sorted out. So when you learn about and you say something is tohir, kosher, and mutter, that sorts it out. And then through the service of a yid later on, when he does the action, when he uses the Torah, kosher, and mutter, he uses them, is mizdachech u'misala hadavar, then the item is refined and is elevated. Ba'at shenase didelo yizbarev b'tachtoinim, until it becomes a dwelling place for him, ba'at b'tachtoinim. The Torah refines it, it's mizbarev, and then it's mizdachech through the avodah of the yid. And that makes the dwelling place. So we have two parts in a dwelling place. First, there needs to be nice vessel, nice furnishing, which is a say toif. That's the part to do good, the positive. So likewise, we also need to remove those matters which are not desirable. Shezehu inyan sur meira. This is the idea to stay away from evil. So you have do mitzvahs and stay away from bad. Like in a dwelling place, you need nice furnishing, but you also need to remove all dirt and all not desirable matters from the house. And this is the Torah as it is in the level, in the measure, in the line, when it lines up with Gevura. Shahapsakdin, the ruling of the halacha hu lehepech mitohir kosher umutar. That's when it is the contrary. Sometimes the Rebbe doesn't say it directly. Tomei, treif, and osur. That would be the Rebbe uses the opposite of clean, kosher, and mutter to say that this is not desirable. This does not belong in the dira of the Eibishter. V'hainu lifi she'ein zeroi li is keli le'elikus. That is because that is not fitting to be a vessel for godliness. A dwelling place for him blessed in the lower worlds, and that's why the ruling is that it's not okay. So you have Asi Toiv, and then you have the Sur Meira to rule what's not acceptable. And this is the idea, Shishim Heima Melochis, the 60 Melochis, that's Shishim Mesechtis. Those are the 60 tractates Shadavke b'Toyra Shabal Peh. The tractates that we learn, that's all the oral Torah. That's not the Chumash or the b'Toyra Shabiksav. This is the oral Torah. Because from the Chumash itself, you don't have the sorting out the will of Hashem. The sorting out of the will of Hashem, the rulings come in Toyra Shabal Peh in the Mishnah. Specifically in the oral Torah, over there we sort out what is the supreme will, so that we know the matters which are we should stay away from the bad and do good. Uklolus Torah Shabal Peh, the oral Torah generally, mischalekes bishisha, divides into six. Those are the six orders of the Mishnah. Shehem, hashisha sidrei Mishnah. Those are the six orders of the Mishnah. The kol echod, and each one of the six kolu ma'asara is included of 10. That's how we get 60. Shemezeh nase shishim heima malachis. From this becomes the 60 queens. Umash and nikra b'shem malachis. Why do we call them malachis? We call them queens, and the other ones we call pilakshi. We call them concubine. Because, like, the difference between the queen is always with the king, they're inside, and the concubine, the bris, is the outside. Why do we call it with the name Elochis? When we do the Mishnah over there, godliness is open. This is like by the queen. The king goes to her, to his queen, openly. It's not a hidden act, going to the queen. And it's also in a set way. So that's where the revelation in the Mishnah is in an open way. And this is another connection, the Rebbe says, to a home, because that's where the king visits and the Dira B'Tachtoinim, Shezeu Shaychus, Inyan HaMishneh Lebayis. Rebbe says this is the connection from the Mishnah to the Beis HaMikdosh. This idea of Bayis, and that it's a home, that it's open and it's a revealed way, is connected to the time of the Beis HaMikdosh, which the beginning of the Mishnah is more in the Beis HaMikdosh versus the Gemara, which was mostly, which is done in Golus. Shezeu Shaychus Inyan HaMishneh Lebayis, that is the connection from the Mishnah to a home, which is Lahazman Shebeis HaMikdash Oyakayim, to the time of the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah is connected to the Beis HaMikdash when it was existent. Dagam, although Shesidur HaMishneh V'Siyuma, even though the order organizing the Mishnah and completion, Hoy Aldei Rabbeinu HaKodesh, that took place through our holy Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda Nosi Shehoya Achar Zman HaBayis. He was after the time of the Beis HaMikdash. So, we're saying here that the Mishnah belongs. The statements of the Tanoim, a lot of them were in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, but the organizing of the Mishnah itself took place in the days of Rebbe, which was after the time of the Beis HaMikdash. But Hare Omer Razal, but the Gemara in Shabbos, the Rebbe brings down over here, says that, when it discusses the Pasuk in Rus over there, so the Pasuk says that she had left over, Vatoyser Bimei Rebbe, the leftover from the previous, as the Pasuk is translated during the Gemara in Shabbos, which took place in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, Vatoysar, that was left over, for she ate from the food that they brought her. The Gemara says, Bimei Rebbe. The leftover days Rebbe. Sheimei Rebbe, Harei Heim HaHemshech, Lazman Shebeis HaMikdash Oyekayim. So that means the days of Rebbe's are continued, a continuation to the time that the Beis HaMikdash was in existence. So therefore, the Mishnah is connected to the time of the Bayis, because that's where they called the queen, because that's where the king goes regularly, because this is his home. But then you have Ushmoini Pilakshim Elu Braises. The 80 Pilakshim, the concubine, does refers to the Braises. A Braisa Hu Miloshin Bar V'chutz. Braisa comes from the language of Bar, on the outside. The Lefish Bizman Hahu Hoyoyin Hagulus. Because in the time of the Braises, we were in exile. Golinu Me'artzenu, we have been exiled from our land. Shehu Inyan Bar V'chutz, which is the idea of outside, Bar and outside, which is the time of Golus. We're not in our land. Hinegam Gilui Horotzin V'gile L'kus Shehoyo B'toyre Bazmanahu. So also, the revelation of Hashem's will and the revelation of godliness that was in Torah at that time was only Pilakshim, was only Braisa. Was not as clear, not sorted out so much. That's why we call it with the name of Pilegesh. And then it goes even further. So you have the Melochim, the Malkis, you have the Pilakshim, and then it goes even further. Valomis in Misper, the endless amount of Valomis. Elu halochas shehememres hamaroyim. Those are the halochas which are the saying of the hamaroyim. Ubazer nichlal, and in that is included kol mashe talmik vosid osid lachadish. In the saying, that generally is what the hamaroyim say, but that also includes any item that a studious student is destined to come up with, that also is part of this Halomes and Mispor. Ubefrat Talmud Bavli, and especially if you compare the Talmudim, we'll talk about specifically the Babylonian Talmud is called Exile. She'ol of Nemar, with regards to the Talmud Bavli, it is said Bamachshakim Hayshivani, when the Pasuk says in Echo that Hashem placed me in the dark, Echa Gimel Pasuk Vav. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that refers to the Talmud Bavli versus the Talmud Yerushalmi, which is more clear, but the Babylonian Talmud is considered, Machshakim, is considered to be darkness. Shehi HaToyra Shebizman HaGolus Davke. That is the Torah which is in the time of exile. Davke, specifically, beyond the just the Pilakshim, the Braises, but this is specifically in exile. Va'ad le'golus achren, until this latest exile that we're in now. V'nikra alomis, and that is called alomis because meloshon helem v'hester. That comes from the loshon of block and obscure. Sha'helem v'hester shabohem. The obscurity, the block, which is in the level of Torah that we learn in the Golus, which is even more than it was the Braises. That's why this is Alomis, this is Helam, this is blocked and obscure. But on the other hand, we say Alomis ein mispar, there is endless, that Davke Bohem. It is Davke in them, Yeshna Inyan Ha'ein Mispar. There is this concept of no numbers. Ha'yideyem Nase Tachlis Habirur. Through them becomes the ultimate sorting out, Vaad Lo'ifen Dei Mispar, until it becomes that there is no number. Zehu Hagdomel Hazman Dehoye Mispar B'nei Yisrael Asher Lo Yisofer. This is the introduction to the time in where the number of the Bnei Yisrael will be that won't be counted, which is the time that is the prophecy in Hosea, which is talking about in the future. We start off with these halachas that are in Mispar, and from there you'll get to the higher level. There's another piece. Behine. Av shal yidei zeh. Although through this, na'inyan ha'toyra nasa dira lo yisbarach. So through the Torah, we make a dwelling place for Hashem. And we have this endless halachas and the various different ways in which we make the dira for Hashem. Tzorich liyeis b'chinas achasi. It still needs to be the level of one, achasi, the pasuk continues, achasi yonosi, you still need the level of one. B'chdei l'chaber ha-toiro imnoisen ha-toiro. We have to connect the Torah with the one that gave the Torah. That's the level of achas, the level of a yid, the one who learns the Torah, the level of achas, in order to take the Torah and connect it with the one who gave the Torah, with HaKadosh Baruch. Shezehu, Al yidei shabochar bonu mikol ha'amim. Through the fact that Hashem chose us of all the nations. V'nosan lonu es toirosei. And He gave us the Torah. So, giving us the Torah gives us sort of authority on the Torah to rule. Sha'oz havaye imoi sha'alocha kimoise b'chol mokom. It says that havaye imoi, when the Pasuk says havaye imoi in Shmuel Aleph, we say that the Gemara says there that means that, what does it mean Hashem is with him, that the laws remains like him. And the Yid, the rules the Torah. So how do you connect that? You need to have the davening. Hinei lozet sidr tzorich liyos avoidus hatfilah. That, for that you need the service of davening. Sha'al yideize nase b'chinas achas. That way we create the level of achas for that connection to be made. Shemekabel me'echod. You say Shema Yisrael Hashem Echod and davening, and then you get from echod, you become the level of achas. Taschol as havoidos hatfilo. The beginning of the davening, he bechinas yoinosi. Translate now the posik, achas he yoinosi tamosi. But how it works in the level of the davening? So what's the level of yoinosi? Pigeon. What is my pigeon? The pigeon, we know, shezehu k'may shekosu einecho yoinim. Like your eyes are like the pigeons. The pigeons look at each other in a way of gaze, like in constant love for each other. So the idea of a necho yoinim yoinosi is to gaze and to love and to appreciate, reflect on Hashem. Shezok meshikos v'necho yoinim v'haynu ha'hizboinenus. That is the reflection, Shema, which is, we say Shema. Shema means listen, reflect. Vahistaklus, and the gazing. Shebekriyas Shema, which is in the reading of the Shema. Shelifnei hatfila, which is before the Yoinosi comes, before you actually start the davening, which is the Shema Yinayasi. That's the Amida, the 18 brachas. So that comes first, is Achasi, first Yoinosi. But it even starts beforehand. Even before the Shema, b'birchas kriya Shema, when you make the blessings of the Shema that precede and the reading of the Shema, u'b'psukei dezimro, and in the verses of song, shemizbeinen u'mistakel, that he reflects and he gazes, shehu inyan einecho yoinim chulu, that is the idea of a nechozyon, va'ad, to the extent, shenase, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elikenu, Hashem Echad. Till it becomes Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elikenu, Hashem Echad. The Shema, because this is the lead up, the Shema, the Pesukei Dezimra, the meditation, the reflection, the mistakel, which is a nechozyonim, like the pigeons, but then you bring it, then you come through that introduction to Shema Yisrael. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. What is Shema? Shema Ugam can not only listen, but Shema means gather up, gather together. Ugam Loshin Asifa V'Kibbutz. Brings down sometimes the passing in Shmuel, I believe, that where Shema means to gather and to collect together, which means Shema Kabetz Kolin Yonov. You gather together all of your matters. V'nase. So Shema Yisrael, gather everything together, and you receive Mahashem Elokeinu. From Hashem Elokeinu Shu Inyan Bechinas Achas. That is the level of Achas. So all your different matters, what you have, you gather them and you get Mahashem Elokeinu, so you become one. Shu Inyan Bechinas Achas. Ba'ad shemegia lebechinas b'chol meidecho, until then you reach the level of meidecho shu'inyan ha'mesiras nefesh, which is the concept of self-sacrifice. So the achas is the level of making all your matters into one, because becoming a recipient of Hashem Elikeinu, until you reach Mesiras Nefesh. Vayidei ha'avoda da'achas, hi'enosi. So through the level of achas, one, through the enosi, through the reflection, achas hi'enosi tamosi, nase tamosi, meloshin tmimus ushlemus, that makes it wholesome, completes, shepoyil ha'shlemus, that you impact wholesomeness, which means wholesomeness becomes when you fulfill the mission, the intent of making a dira b'tachtonim. Shememali, what is the completion and wholesome? That you fulfill the mission of making this world a dira b'tachtonim. Shememali, because we needed the tefillah to come together, the achas together with the limud ha-Torah that we did, that brought down the sorting out. And through the mitzvahs we elevated, but we needed the tefillah to bring about the union of achas, and that brings the tmimus, the shlemus, that shememali v'nishlam harotzin v'ataiva, that you fulfill and you complete the will and the desire, the nesava kodesh baruch hu liyis lo yisbarach dir b'tachtoinim, that Hashem wanted to have the dwelling place in the tachtoinim. So that fulfills it, because you start off shezehu al yidei ha-Torah. That is through the Torah. So the Torah, when you learn the Torah, you make mutter and posel, the different levels of what can be sorted out. You're filling up the rooms, the dira of the Eibishter. And then through the davening that goes along, you bring about the shlem, you fulfill that desire, which is through the Torah, all the above mentioned level. There's also the second interpretation in the word tamosi, that is t'oimosi. You become like my twin, which basically means you become a partner to Hashem in the act of creation. And that partnership takes place through the Yid v'chol ha'buyurim ha'mevurim ba'adrushim ala posik b'teire oir u'bilakut teire shir Hashim ba'al ha'ilula. You become like a twin, you become a partner, because here you've accomplished that change around in the world and made the dira b'tachtonim. U'misayim, and then the final, in the verse, he concludes, Achas hi li imo bore hi li yeladito, which the Rebbe does not explain over here. He says finishes in the Pesukim, she's one to her mother, clear to the one who gave birth, kibavur bedrushmanal, as explained in the above drushim. Okay. So now the Rebbe explains the question that he asked. What is this idea of Ani Hashem? And how is Moshe Rabbeinu, in a way, greater, that he knows Ani Hashem more than the others? And the Rebbe will explain, based on what we've learned up till here, that while the Dira B'Tachtonim is accomplished through Torah and mitzvahs, but you need the achas hitamosi, you need the level of achas, you need the level of tefillah to be mekasher and to unite so with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that we can bring down through Torah and mitzvahs the dira b'tachtonim. In a similar way, by Daber Elikim El Moshe, by Yemer Elav Ani Hashem, in order to get from Elikim from the Midas Hadin, which was in Golus Mitzrayim, and then we have to get to the Ani Hashem, we need to first be Avraham Yitzchok Yaakov, which is the Ovis Tefillah Tiknum, which is through the level of Tefillah. And then when we have the level of Tefillah, which is Mekasher, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then Torah can be Mamshich Moshe Rabbeinu, which is Torah the Ani Hashem. Let's look inside. V'zohu Mashikosu V'aydaber Elikim El Moshe V'yomer Elov Ani Hashem. So Elikim speaks to Moshe and says to him, Ani Hashem. Dihine Golus Mitzrayim Hoyso Bedugmas Kur HaBazel. The exile of Egypt was similar to the kiln, the metal kiln, which gets the metal hardened and strong. It has to go through the kur, it has to go through the kiln. The Bechdei Sheha'olam Yuchal Lekabel HaTorah V'Limud Mevel De'Maisa. So for the world to be able to be receiving the Torah, to accept the Torah, and the Torah means learning and then to do the Maisa. How could the world accept it, which is Inyan HaMitzvos, Mevel De'Maisa, Inyan HaMitzvos, so how could the world accept this? You have to go through the Kur HaBazel, you have to go through, introduce first, they made their lives bitter, they made them work with hard labor. That is the sorting out, the refinement that is accomplished through this metal kiln. That prepared, made it ready to receive the Torah. And that took place by the Yidden in Mitzrayim. And then they got the Torah. As opposed to in the time of the forefather before the exile of Egypt, the world was not prepared. But then when the world is prepared, what happens through Torah? The truth of Hashem, which is in the Torah, comes down into the world. Torah is Torah Hashem. So that's the Emes Hashem that comes down into the world, into the Olam. Po'eles ba'breishis bara lekim. That impacts, that works into the breishis bara lekim. Sheyiye betachlis hashlemus. The Torah makes the bara lekim, the world, to be betachlis hashlemus. Breishis and similar to we said, why we call it Tamosi, Achasi, Yenos Tamosi, Shenishla Marotzen Elyon, Shehoi Bebris Oilom, that completes the supreme will, but the Eibishter wanted in creating of the world. That's accomplished through the Achasi Yenosi, by bringing it down into the world. This brings in the Shlemus. The Bereish is Bishvil HaTorah Shenikras Reishis. The Torah was created, the world was created Bereish is because of the Torah that's called Reishis. And when you bring down the Torah into the world, then you bring the world into its completion, wholesomeness, into the goal of bringing Torah, Bishvil HaTorah. But how do we get, how are we mamshich the Torah, that Emes Havayah, the Torah should impact the world, that the Bereishis B'Shvil HaTorah should be in the world? Amnon K'moshin is Bar Leil, just as we explained earlier. Sh'ab sham shochas adire b'tachtoinim. That the way to bring down, extend, making the dwelling place for Hashem in the lower world. Hu al yidei, that's through the Torah, which is the Shishim Heima Melochis, the 60 queens, that's the Mishnah, Shemani Pilakshim, that's the Braise, Tov Alomis and Mispar, and Halochis without a number, in Yana Torah. So, how do we mamshich in the world? That's through Torah. But before we do that, you still need achas yenosi. Tzorich liyis lifnei zeh inyan hatfilo. Before that, you need the level of davening. That's the bechinas achas yenosi. That's the level of achas yenosi. Why do we need the davening? The davening shal yidei zeh nase hishkashrus Yisroel b'kutshe b'richu. Through the davening, that connects the Yidden with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that then later on, the Yidden can bring down HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Torah in this world. The davening brings the Hiskashrus Yisroel B'Kutsha B'Richa, V'Achar Kach, and then later on, through that, V'Al Yidizeh, and through this connection, by Mechaber Kutsha B'Richa, with the Yidden, Poilim Yisroel b'Toyro, then the Yidden impact in the Toyro. Shemiskasheres b'Kutsha B'Richu, that the Toyro connects with the Kutsha B'Richu. First the Yidden connect with the Toyro, and then they impact that the Toyro should connect with Kutsha B'Richu. V'achar kach hi mamsheches m'may l'mata, then the Toyro, she brings down from above to below, making the Dira b'Tachtonim, the Emes Havayi Lo'ilom. And the Rebbe brings down Ki Yidu Echad Abiyurim, as known, one of the explanations, B'maimer Azal, in the saying of our sages of blessed memory, it says, Tlas Kishri Miskashron Dobido. There are three ties that are tied to each other. Yisroel, Raisiv, Kutsha B'Richu. So the three items are the Yidden, the Torah, and Kutsha B'Richu. So if you have three items, l'chayre, hari b'kesher gimul dvorim, yeshnam rak beis k'shorim. When you tie three items, there's only two knots. So why does it say klas k'shorim? But the answer is, elo shegam yisro miskashin b'kutsha b'richu b'efen yosho. In addition to the Yidden Bikasher to the Torah, and the Torah to Kutsha B'Richu, the Yidden are directly Miskasher to Kutsha B'Richu. B'Kumashu B'Igu, like it's in a circle. It's a circle. Circles around the Yidden connect directly to Kutsha B'Richu. Sha'akesher einei rak mil maila lamata. It's not just like from top to the bottom. That's what we're saying. Sha'akutsha B'Richu lamaila. Kutsha B'Richu is above, Ulamata Mezeh, and below that is a Raisa, is the Torah. Ulamata Mezeh Yisroel, below is the Yidden. No. This is like a circle. El Shagam Yisroel Atzmon Miskashron B'Kutsha B'Richu. But Yisroel themselves tied themselves to Kutsha B'Richu. V'al Yidei Zeh, and through their tie to Kutsha B'Richu, Harei Mamshichim B'Kutsha B'Richu B'Raisa. And that's how they bring from Kutsha B'Richu and the Torah. In other words, the circle goes in the other direction. From the Yidden to the Torah, and then from the Yidden to Kutsha B'Richu, by connecting to Kutsha B'Richu. So the Yidden to Kutsha B'Richu, and then from Kutsha B'Richu is in the Torah. The Yidden bring from Kutsha B'Richu in Torah. B'dugma Samvur, similar to what's explained, saying such an idea to connect Kutsha B'Richu to the Torah, we say this idea that the David Hoyim Mechaber Oiraisa B'Kutsha B'Richu from the Zohar, that David would connect Torah with Kutsha B'Richu. Hine, Kimoi Shal Yidei B'Chinas Achas Yenos Yishu Inyana Tfilo. Just as through the level of Achas Yenos Yishu, which is Tfilo. Poyli Miskashrus HaTorah B'Kutsha B'Richu, we impact the connection, the tie. From the Torah Kutsha B'Richu. Hinal derech zeh hu b'inyan ani havayim. Similar is to the idea here that we talk about ani havayim, that Ani Havaya is the highest level of Atzmus. How do we impact that the Ani Havaya should come down through Torah? Because in Torah becomes, is Nizgala, the essence of Ani Havaya. How do we impact that? We have to have Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, we have to have Tefillah. And al derech zeh b'inyan Ani Havaya. Shehu inyan ha-Torah. Ani Havaya, the level of Ani Havaya is Torah. Shehi amitis atzmusei. That is the true essence of Hashem in the Torah. The Oisi Atam Lekhim, when you learn Torah, you take me, you take the essence, al derech ha-Torah, through Torah. Because the Pnimius Abba, Chochma, which is Torah, Reisim Chochma Nafke, the Pnimius of Abba is Pnimius Atik, is the inner of Atik. And Atik Shu Atzmus and Mahus, that's the essence and the Mahus of Hashem. And therefore, Torah, you take Atik because Pnimius Abba is Pnimius Atik. So how do you take Ani Hashem, Atzmus, first, you need to have I appear to Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. You have to have the idea of davening. And davening is Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, the tefillas ovnum tiknum, the tefillas ovis tiknum. Who wants to do the davening? That's the forefathers. Ubiprotis, and more specific, had Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, himagimul tefillas, the shachris min chomayrif. Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, the three davenings of Shachris Mincha Ma'arav, Shezoho Yehachone, and that was the preparation by the Ovis, the level of their davening, L'Avodas Habonim, the service that the Yidden, that the children, that the Yidden do, because the Maisa Ovis Simen L'Bonim, the act of the forth, of the fathers is the sign, is the support of the Bonim. Shatzorichli is based in Yon in the Torah Tefillah. You need both matters of Torah and Tefillah. So, when we get Ani Hashem, we need the introduction first from Ba'er al Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. You need first Tefillah. And that's why it starts off Vaydaber Elikim with Elikim. Dikshe Yisroel tzrichim lotzis megolus Mitzrayim. When the Yidden need to go out of the Golus, the exile of Egypt, Adayin b'chinas ha-gevura b'gilui, openly there is still the level of Gevura. Shazehu inyan Shem Elikim, that's the idea of Shem Elikim, is Gevura. Okemoi Parei, this is like Parei, and Yidden are Mitzrayim under Parei. Parei said, Sh'omer lo yodaiti es ha-avaya. He doesn't know Havaya. She'ein e-shayich l'shem Havaya. He is not connected to the Shem Havaya. Lifi she'inyone v'shorshe. What is Pare? Where is his root? Who she'yonek mimem ches sirufim achreinim the Shem Elikim. He nurtures from the 48 last combination of the name Elikim. There's various different combinations of the Shem Elikim. And he nurtures of the 48 last ones. This is brought down in from the, I guess from the Zohar. This is from the Pri Etz Chaim that the Rebbe brings down here. So the Yidden that were in Golus under Pare, just like Pare says Leidai Tishem Havaya. So Gambi Yisrael Habdil to distinguish, but the Yidden too Shehoyu Oz Begolus Mitzrayim. They were then in the exile of Egypt. Tavi Gam came by him because it was also in such a way. Avol Achar Kach by David Elikim El Moshe. So Sir were under the level of Gevura, under the level of Elikim to Moshe from Golus Mitzrayim. By Yoimer Elov Ani Hashem. He says, "Now Ani Hashem Sheigia Hazman, that the time has come." Sheyizgale b'chinas Ani Havaya, that the level of Ani Havaya should be revealed. But who, and how does that take place? Al yidei hakdamas ba'eiro el Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov. Sheo inyan ha-tfilah by Avram, appearing Avram to Yaakov, which is Tefillah. Kenal b'chinas achas yenosi, to have the level of achas yenosi and achayonim, to level of dam. Shebitzad b'chinas zu, from that level, when we get to the level of ani, eine shayich laharer achar midoysof, over there, it's not apply. You can't think why Hashem is doing with the measures of Hashem. When we come to the level of tefillah, every measure that He measures you. So first you have the level of tefillah, which brings you to the level that you don't, because the level of davening is b'chol meidecha. So then later on, and through this, we get the level of Ani Havayim. That comes through Moshe. Moshe Kosuf, as the Pasuk says, that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to tell Ani Havayim. He brings down about Moshe Kibbul Torah Misinai because he received the Torah Misora and gave it over. So he brought down the Havaya to the Oilam. He brings down Torah. Matan Torah Li Yisrael, giving the Torah to the Nishal Yidei Zeh Yishem Havaya Begili. Through that, the name of Havaya is revealed, comes open. Shasores Hadibris, that the 10 sayings, Yumshechu Ba'asara Mamoresh U'Behem Nivra Oilam, should be drawn down into the 10 sayings that the world was created. To bring down Emes Havai Le'ilom into Tassara Mamoris, into Bereshit Bishvil HaTorah, to bring down the Torah in the world, which is Geula Mehalomis Mehamitzorim, which is a redemption from the obscurity and the boundaries and the limitations. U'b'chol HaDalad L'Shoinah Shel Geula, in all four languages of redemption, of Hitzesi, I will take out, Hitzalti, I will save, Ga'alti, I will redeem, Lakachti, and I will take, the ad until the end, I bring you to a good land, which is Hepech Dehelem, not Mitzrayim blocked, not obscure, but a good Abu. So Toivo Uruchova. Toivo is not obscure. Uruchova, why Hepech Dimitzorim, not boundaries, not limited. Bekorev Mamish, Bagola Didan, Agdei Mashiach Tzidken. Very soon, and also in Aramaic, Bagola Didan, very soon, Agdei Mashiach Tzidkenu, through the righteous Mashiach.